NKA3JCA, NKA4JCA monitoring 610.
JCA N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hello, sir. KA3JCA. I was over on DMR and forgot to turn it over here to the 610 repeater this afternoon, so I just looked up and realized, oh, so I got it turned over. Sally and I were just sitting here going through some stuff that we had to file and getting ready to organize some stuff. And I figured, oh, let me put us both out here on the air.
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon, Sally. It's good to hear both of you today. It's my first day back on the radio. We've had some friends over and been doing other things and haven't been on the radio. I'm still not working this week either. I'm doing some things. Today was my wife's birthday. Just met her for dinner or for lunch. She's out doing a little shopping and be heading home soon, and I'm headed back to the house. Hope you guys are well.
Yeah, Shane, we're doing fine. So I tell you, your friends are gone, and you're going to take off one more week here just to relax from the company, huh? So, well, tell your wife we said happy birthday, and yeah, we'll have to get together, and we can meet one day for coffee or something there. Oh, because Sally's been looking for another job, and she found one, so it's going to be a work-at-home job, so that's going to be nice. So with the school job, she had summers off, so I got to spend time with her. And this job will be kind of more of a 8-to-5 type job. And so I'll try not to bug her while she's working. We just cleaned out one of the spare rooms and made an office out of it. KA3JCA, back to you, Shane.
On the new job, I hope it works out for her. I'm sure she's going to like being at home, and that's really good. I will tell Beth. I'll give her your birthday wishes, and yeah, we do need to get together sometime. I met another couple last night from Delaware. They've been down here 20 years, though. They actually live in my neighborhood. Our neighborhood's real quiet, kind of spread out, and there's a lot of people that don't get out much. But I was at a county council meeting last night, and they were there, and I could tell by his accent where he was from. Over.
Yeah, she went out to the kitchen to get her something and just walked back in the room, so I let her say hi. Well, that's nice. What part of Delaware were they from?
Wilmington. Said the north side of Wilmington.
That is a small world. I will tell you that it was funny. In 2000, I left Delaware and moved to Florida for a while. And then, of course, Sally and I got married in 2015. But prior to that, I had driven up to visit with Sally.
20 what?
I'm sorry, 2011. I'm sorry. Yeah, she's going to shoot me here. 2011. And we drove up here to South Carolina, and I ended up, I guess, picking up a nail in the tire. My tire was going flat. So I pulled in there to that QT that's right there off of Verde and Woodruff Road, just down from the hotel we were staying at the Crown Plaza. And this car pulls in behind me to tell me that my tire was flat. And the girl that got out of the car to tell me was somebody that I know that used to work with my previous wife in Delaware. So she had since married and is now living here in the Carolinas, too. So it was a small world.
Amazing story. Hello, Sally. Good to hear you today. You're right. It is a small world. Goodness. That's very interesting. I bet you were surprised to see her.
Yes, I was. And it's funny because, I mean, the girl that we saw, I mean, I know her brother, who's a mechanic and a pilot back in Delaware, and we were active in Civil Air Patrol together. And, of course, the girl Pam, she worked with my wife at the time, who was Carla. So, yeah, just a small world.
Smaller if I said, oh, wait, Pam? You know Pam? But I don't know who she is, so just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be small. Or how about this? You talk to a ham radio person, on the air in Delaware, right? And you've talked to him for 10 or 15 years, but you've never met him in person. And then when I was in the Air Force, I used to, part-time, I worked at a theater. Well, this girl had worked at this theater, it just happened to be his daughter, but she was in a tragic accident, and they lost her. But one day, I was over in the Ray Caverns over there off of the Skyline Drive, and you know, you're walking down through the caves and down looking at all the stalactites and stalagmites, and I kept hearing this, "Richard, Richard," and I kept looking around, didn't see anybody I recognized, blah, blah, blah. Let it break there for a second. And then when we finally get up to the gift shop, the guy comes over and introduces himself to me. He recognized my voice when I was talking to Carla at the time. And they come up and he said, "Hey, I'm so-and-so. We've been talking on the radio for so long, and it's finally nice to get to meet you." And, of course, we lived in Dover, Delaware, and we met at Luray Caverns.
It's another story of how small the world is. That's funny. I haven't been to Luray Caverns. We drive that way all the time going up there to see her sister. It's just an easier drive along 81 instead of going up 95. But I've been in Walmart before and heard somebody on the other aisle and recognized them as a ham radio operator, even though I'd never met them face to face.
That's funny. Can you imagine just sitting there and you recognize the voice and you just happen to remember the call sign, and whether you have your handheld or not, you're just on the next dial over and you call that person's call sign and you give your call sign and you stand there, and especially if it's one of those aisles you can kind of see through, like a book file in a library, you know, you can kind of watch the guy look around like, "Who's calling me?"
Funny. That is amazing, though, to meet somebody like that or run into somebody, what, that far away. That's a good 200 or 300 miles away. Almost, well, not another time zone, but it's pretty far.
You're right at that, so. Well, I'm glad you were on here today, and glad to see you. You're still relaxing there and recouping and have another week off there before you go back to work. We'll be on here, and like I said, Sally's eating something over here. I'm not sure what she went to get. But like I said, we've been cleaning up a room and getting it ready for her home office. And who knows, maybe I'll take a small corner and put her a little radio room in there.
Probably get distracted and not be able to work if you do that.
With her now, I joke with her, she'll go in the other room, and instead of getting up or going and talking to her, I'll just start texting her. When I could easily, I have the Alexa devices in the house, so I can actually drop in on another room and talk to her that way. If I need something, that way you're not yelling in the house. But I just programmed in the simplex frequency, so I don't know if I told you, I finally got her new radio in, so I got it programmed for her, so she has a DMR analog radio.
I think I heard you say something about winning a radio. You were on a phoned in on a Zoom call or something. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Oh, it's on Wednesday nights, Bridgecom University or Bridgecom Systems. They have a Bridgecom Live YouTube presentation where they show off their equipment, talk about DMR, all kinds of questions. And on that particular Wednesday night, they have two drawings. If you're a member of their Bridgecom Plus, which is like $15 a month, it gives you special access to like video files, YouTube files, Discord. It gives you a Facebook chat room strictly for people in Bridgecom. You can actually watch the video and you log in. And if they draw your name, you can win at Anytone 878. And then the other drawing is just for a Bridgecom membership, which would then allow you to enter for the drawing.
Congratulations. I got a phone call here. Let me grab this real quick. Richard, my son calling me. Talk to you in a little bit. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
All right, chain 73, N4ZLK, KA3JCA, clear.
CA, N4ZLK.
KA3JCA, go ahead, Zed. Oh, Shane, get my tongue untied here.
Name, I'll answer to that. Yeah, sorry about that. My son called when you were talking, and I'd already answered, but I was waiting on you so I could let you know I needed to talk to him briefly. But anyway, I'm back for just a minute or two. I'm almost home.
Okay. But yeah, I finally got the radio that I won and got it programmed and gave it to Sally. And so when it boots up, it's got her nickname, Sassy Sally, and her call sign on it. And it's basically set up just like mine, and she can use the same hotspot here in the house to do DMR. So she has to kind of go outside to use the 610 repeater unless she walks over and uses the base rig, because the little antenna that where we're at, it's hard to even get into Caesar's Head.
What your coverage was like, I'm familiar with that neighborhood. I used to deliver in it several years ago. I don't know if they still live there, but a couple that they were parents of a girl I went to high school with, they moved in there when that neighborhood was first built.
I know a few people in here, but I don't know a lot. I mean, I lived here about 2 years before I realized that the guy across the street was a ham radio operator, and he's just not real active, but he has a shack out back of his house and a tower and radios and stuff, but he doesn't really get on much anymore.
A lot of those, and I've gone through phases where I don't do much. I've tried to get more active than what I have been, so that's why I've been on the air a lot more. But I think a lot of people go through phases where they're active and then they take a little break from it.
I know what you mean, but oh, so also I can tell you back to that thing. So every Wednesday night, every week on a Wednesday, you have to stay through the drawing. They give away one of those free radios if you're a BridgeCom Plus member. And it's actually funny. They have about 500 or 600 members, but apparently only about 50 people log in on Wednesday nights. And I've seen where people log in that have won the radio don't log in anymore. And then I've seen people win two radios. So it's kind of a nice venture to get a free radio. So I keep watching them. I mean, I can't do anything else on a Wednesday night but watch the video. So I'm going to try to get another one for my daughter here.
What time do they do the video?
The YouTube thing starts at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern time at 7 Central.
I may have to check that out. I've looked at their website before when I first heard about DMR, but I still haven't gotten the bug and don't have the time to get involved in another version of the ham radio world, so I may check it out again.
Yeah, so, you know, just going and watching it, you'd be qualified to win the membership, and then if you won a membership, you sign up, you claim it, then that would let you be eligible to on the Wednesday night to enter the drawing for the radio. So if not, you can always register. I think they say $15 a month or something like that. I forget. You can either do that monthly or you can buy a year subscription. But that will let you register. Like I said, every Wednesday night you can. They ask you like 7 questions, which is basically like a link that takes you to like either a YouTube, Instagram, Parler, TikTok, whatever, and you just click them and say you watched them or say you've liked it or whatever. So all of mine have been liked, and basically I log in, so I'm hoping to win one more radio at least.
I hope it works out for you really soon. That'll be cool. I pulled in the driveway, and my son's calling me back, so let me grab this. Good to hear you, Richard. Hello, Sally. And we'll talk to you again very soon, I hope. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KA3JCA, sign.